山区高山英语听力试题。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Fasten your seatbelt, sir.
Of course. I didn't realize that we're going to land so soon.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? I really like the red tennis racket and the price is also attractive. I am wondering whether you can ship it overseas to Shanghai.
Sorry, we don't provide this service.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. I'd like to send this package by rapid service.
Sure. That will cost $2 for the postage and another $1.50 for the rapid service.
Question. How much in all will it cost the man to send the package? Four. Good news. The ad says they need a salesperson. That'll be perfect for you like traveling very much.
That sounds nice. Did they mention anything about experience?
Question. What are they talking about?
Five.
So, can we have a get-together sometime this week? I mean, any day. Any day's fine.
Sorry. This week's out of the question. I have a pile of paperwork to finish.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6.
Lily, could you forward this email to all club members?
Sorry, the internet has been down for a while. I'll do it for you as soon as I have it fixed.
Question. Why can't the woman forward this email at the moment? 7. I have to be at the dentist at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Then you won't miss any classes.
Question. What does the woman imply? 8. To collect data for my report, I need to talk to someone who knows the city very well.
Oh, I wish I could help, but I was only a child before I left the city.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. I'd love to join you in the Westlake trip, but my daughter will come back home from the university. What a pity.
It's not a big deal. The more the merrier.
Question. What does the man mean? Do you remember the film about space exploration that was on last week?
Sure. We watched it together and were quite impressed.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and a longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. It is evening rush hour in the Times Square subway station, perhaps the busiest time of the day at the busiest place in the busiest city in the country. Liz Barry and Bill Wetzel have just settled into two chairs against a wall. Before them is a sign that reads, in large white letters, "Talk to me." Amazingly, for the next 2 hours, people do. Dozens of them. Two 17-year-old girls talk about their science class. A middle-aged man gives his views on politics. A young woman with purple hair, near tears, has recently broken up with her boyfriend. She hasn't gotten over it yet, and she wants to talk. Barry and Wetzel came to New York only a year ago, but they have already heard thousands of stories like these. They have walked the streets and avenues, set up their sign, and listened. Barry and Wetzel, in their 20s, have discovered that talking is highly healing for New Yorkers. Taking a little time out from a busy schedule to talk to someone you've never met can change your whole outlook forever, Liz Barry says. Barry and Wetzel figure that now, after a year, is a good time to stop. They still haven't decided what to do next, but it's unlikely to be something as original as their Talk to Me project. Now listen again. It is evening rush hour in the Times Square subway station, perhaps the busiest time of the day at the busiest place in the busiest city in the country. Liz Barry and Bill Wetzel have just settled into two chairs against a wall. Before them is a sign that reads, in large white letters, "Talk to me." Amazingly, for the next 2 hours, people do. Dozens of them. Two 17-year-old girls talk about their science class. A middle-aged man gives his views on politics. A young woman with purple hair, near tears, has recently broken up with her boyfriend. She hasn't gotten over it yet, and she wants to talk. Barry and Wetzel came to New York only a year ago, but they have already heard thousands of stories like these. They have walked the streets and avenues, set up their sign, and listened. Barry and Wetzel, in their 20s, have discovered that talking is highly healing for New Yorkers. Taking a little time out from a busy schedule to talk to someone you've never met can change your whole outlook forever, Liz Barry says. Barry and Wetzel figure that now, after a year, is a good time to stop. They still haven't decided what to do next, but it's unlikely to be something as original as their Talk to Me project. Questions 11. Which of the following statements is true about Barry and Wetzel? Twelve. What does the speaker think of Barry and Wetzel's project? 13. What is the passage mainly about? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. For many years, studies have shown that birth order affects personality, but new research confirms that whether you're an older, middle, or younger child in the family bears an impact on career paths too. The researchers found significant evidence to support the theory that birth order has a marked effect on career paths. They analyzed a random sample of over 500 of the most successful individuals from 11 different career groups. One of the most clear findings was that middle children are 30% more likely to become company CEOs than their sisters and brothers. The researchers suggested that this could be because having to fight for attention results in the middle children developing personality traits such as competitiveness and flexibility, which then makes them suited to high-flying roles which require strategic thinking and high levels of management. Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, are both middle children. In encouraging news for middle children across the world, the study also found that they're 41% more likely to be Olympic athletes. Overall, there are far more typical cases than exceptions. Interestingly, a majority of astronauts are firstborn children. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong are examples. Eldest children are also most likely to become scientists or engineers, like Stephen Hawking. Youngest children, like Johann Sebastian Bach and Mozart, were found to be 50% more likely to have careers in classical music, possibly for their sensitive and idealistic personality. As for only children, they're more likely to become artists due to their perfectionist and mature personalities. The average UK family has 2.44 children, but the researchers found that family size does play a part. Scientists were found to come from much larger families than average. Now listen again, please. For many years, studies have shown that birth order affects personality, but new research confirms that whether you're an older, middle, or younger child in the family bears an impact on career paths too. The researchers found significant evidence to support the theory that birth order has a marked effect on career paths. They analyzed a random sample of over 500 of the most successful individuals from 11 different career groups. One of the most clear findings was that middle children are 30% more likely to become company CEOs than their sisters and brothers. The researchers suggested that this could be because having to fight for attention results in the middle children developing personality traits such as competitiveness and flexibility, which then makes them suited to high-flying roles which require strategic thinking and high levels of management. Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, are both middle children. In encouraging news for middle children across the world, the study also found that they're 41% more likely to be Olympic athletes. Overall, there are far more typical cases than exceptions. Interestingly, a majority of astronauts are firstborn children. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong are examples. Eldest children are also most likely to become scientists or engineers, like Stephen Hawking. Youngest children, like Johann Sebastian Bach and Mozart, were found to be 50% more likely to have careers in classical music, possibly for their sensitive and idealistic personality. As for only children, they're more likely to become artists due to their perfectionist and mature personalities. The average UK family has 2.44 children, but the researchers found that family size does play a part. Scientists were found to come from much larger families than average. Questions 14. According to the passage, why are middle children more likely to be in a management position? Question 15. What are the most potential career roles for the only children? Question 16. What is the passage mainly about? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Dan, long time no see. How are you going these days?
I've spent the whole summer vacation preparing my essay.
What is it about?
Genes. The history of genes.
Sounds quite appealing. In my memory, jeans were only worn by poor people and laborers. They were affordable and highly valued as workwear.
Exactly. They wear rough clothing worn by working men because of its durability. They wear well and wash easily, which is superior to other materials.
What did middle-class people wear at that time?
In contrast, middle and upper-class people wore suits made of material like linen as a symbol of status.
Then why did jeans become trendy?
I think there are three factors contributing to their popularity. Firstly, in 1908, the expiration of a patent, Levi's, led to the jeans on the market.
You mean the imitation jeans flooded the market?
Yes. Secondly, the romanization of cowboy lifestyle made jeans popular.
I agree. A large number of Western films helped their popularity, such as Rebel Without a Cause and The Wild One. In the film, heroes wore jeans as a way of rebelling against social expectations. What else?
In the 1980s, interest in jeans ran high with the release of a series of sex and violence ads.
As you mentioned, jeans were a symbol of rebellion. Were they allowed in schools or other formal occasions?
No, but as time went on, they became acceptable. People often wear them when they are not on duty to show their identity in a positive and casual lifestyle.
That's why they became popular after World War II.
It's quite reasonable. I didn't realize it.
To women, jeans have another advantage. They don't need to be washed often and don't need to be ironed. Women can save more time on housework. Now listen again, please. Dan, long time no see. How are you going these days?
I've spent the whole summer vacation preparing my essay.
What is it about?
Jeans. The history of jeans.
Sounds quite appealing. In my memory, jeans were only worn by poor people and laborers. They were affordable and highly valued as workwear.
Exactly. They were rough clothing worn by working men because of its durability. They wear well and wash easily, which is superior to other materials.
What did middle-class people wear at that time?
In contrast, middle and upper-class people wore suits made of material like linen as a symbol of status.
Then why did jeans become trendy?
I think there are three factors contributing to their popularity. Firstly, in 1908, the expiration of a patent, Levi's, led to the jeans on the market.
You mean the imitation jeans flooded the market?
Yes. Secondly, the romanization of cowboy lifestyle made jeans popular.
I agree. A large number of Western films helped their popularity, such as Rebel Without a Cause and The Wild One. In the film, heroes wore jeans as a way of rebelling against social expectations. What else?
In the 1980s, interest in jeans ran high with the release of a series of sex and violence ads.
As you mentioned, jeans were a symbol of rebellion. Were they allowed in schools or other formal occasions?
No, but as time went on, they became acceptable. People often wear them when they are not on duty to show their identity in a positive and casual lifestyle.
That's why they became popular after World War II.
It's quite reasonable. I didn't realize it.
To women, jeans have another advantage. They don't need to be washed often and don't need to be ironed. Women can save more time on housework. Questions. 17. Why were jeans favored by working people? Eighteen. Why did the man mention Levi's? 19. What was the second reason for the popularity of jeans? 20. What were the two speakers mainly talking about?
听力试题到此结束。